Welcome to the Ashley and Grace podcast show. We're two moms with kids that have special needs. We're sharing our journey because we want you to know you are not alone. Let's get to it. This is Kimberly from the Ashley and Grace podcast show. BD and I are so excited to be back and up and on the mic for season two for our next run at this. If you haven't had a chance to check out our previous episodes, go ahead and look us up, the Ashley and Grace podcast show. Well, you know what it is. You're already here. So I was listening to one of my favorite podcasts. One of my favorite is a Mama Bear podcast, Mary Susan Connell. I have been listening to her. I really enjoy her episodes, her show, her guest. And she had talked about the NICU unit, NICU. If you're a special needs parent and you've gone through the NICU unit, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And it was very interesting because I had saw a post about it being the NICU Awareness Month. So awareness for the NICU unit. And for all you guys who don't know, the NICU unit is where when your infant doesn't come home from the hospital and has to stay, they stay in the NICU unit. I am so going to keep it 100 with you guys. I had started to record this episode and I got into talking about how inspired I was after I heard a story that I on a podcast that I heard about her sharing her story of the NICU unit. And I knew I was, well, I thought I was ready to tell my story, and I got to telling my story and I choked up, but I'm back. So I want to start off by talking about my oldest. I went into labor with him at 28 weeks. I think we were able to hold him, which means for 2 weeks, for the first, at 28 weeks, I went into labor. So here's the deal. Went into labor. It was too early, so they admitted me to the hospital. I stayed in the hospital 2 weeks. Here's the trick. I was out of state when this happened. So I stayed in the hospital for 2 weeks. My sac started filling back up with the water. They were able to stop the labor, and I was in an okay position. I was in a good position to stay on bed rest, but I told you I was traveling, so I had to get back home, and the doctor okayed me to travel. I remember my mom flew to where I was to fly back with me, so she came, and she took care of me, and she took me back home. Now, the doctor did warn me about flying, but it was actually no other way to get back home. And I kind of needed to be with my mom that moment. I'll tell you what, though, that day I got back, I was fine. The next day, I went into labor again, and I had my baby. 2 pounds, 8 ounces. 2 pounds, 8 ounces he was born. He was a fighter, though. The nurse told me right away. It's 27 years ago, so I was really trying to think about the whole. I remember bits and pieces of it. I definitely remember. I don't remember any faces, but I remember being in the hospital, and I remember them saying, "He's coming. We cannot hold him any longer." So I went into labor. I had him. He was admitted right away to the NICU unit because he needed help with his lungs, which luckily he was going to come 2 weeks ago. So they had already started procedures with helping develop his lungs and protect him. So that was already done. But yeah, they admitted him right away to the NICU unit. So I was very familiar with the NICU unit. I knew he wasn't coming home with me, 2 pounds, 8 ounces. And at that time, I see a lot of preemie clothes now. They didn't have any preemie clothes 27 years ago. So I pretty much had Cabbage Patch Kid clothes on him. I laugh with him about it today. If you're familiar with the Cabbage Patch doll, I bought Cabbage Patch Kid's clothes and they were actually too big for him. But I remember the staff in the NICU unit just being like my lifeline. Like they would talk to me and they were very compassionate towards me. I believe he was on a ventilation, the air ventilation to be able to breathe for his lungs. Maybe one, two days. And then he was fine. He was breathing on his own. It was more so him being so underweight. He was very, very 2 pounds, 8 ounces, you know. It's like a Coke can. He was about as big as a Coke can. He was fitting in one of my palm of my hand. And I know people who have had babies much smaller than that. But yeah, so he was born. We were in the NICU unit for a good 2.5 months. But I remember my stay being there just as pleasant as ever. I had an awesome team of nurses. They let me come every day, stayed the night sometime, rocking him. My mom came in. I do remember that it could only be 2 or 3 people who could come in on the list, like no more, until he got his weight up and got strong. And it was other infants in there, so they wanted to be very mindful of other people who were going through similar situations. You know, everybody's situation was different. One thing I had on my side is he was breathing on his own. They did have to give him the feeding tube through his nose. Now, I can't remember how I felt at that time. I just was listening, paying attention to what the doctors were saying and trying to do everything they asked me to do. That's what I remember out of that. Gary's doing great now. He's 27 years old. He has glasses, but shy of that, Gary walked away. He didn't have many issues. You know, knock on wood. I know a lot of kids did that was that small. Okay, so let's fast forward a little bit to Grant. TJ, my middle baby, he's 19. I also went into labor with him at 28 weeks, went into labor with him, and I was put on bed rest, and I actually had so many people around me. I was a lot older. Let's see, they are about 6 years apart, so I was a lot wiser because I was 21 when I had Gary, so 20-something years old. I was a lot wiser, and I stayed in that bed. I didn't move. I think one time I got up to get like a cup of coffee, and somebody caught me, and they were like, no, you go to the bathroom, you're back in the bed. So I think I held him until 35 weeks. He ended up being 5 pounds, but he was jaundiced, so he stayed in the NICU unit for maybe a week. If that, maybe a week, but we did have to go through that NICU unit. He did not come home with me. So once again, I was in the NICU unit and I was familiar with it. I was actually at the same hospital. So that was a pretty pleasant. I kind of knew the ropes, you know, and I love the NICU. They got a routine. And when you come in there and you come in their playground, you're operating on what they say do. And you want to listen to what they say because they do their job very well. Anybody who's working in that room, they really love what they do because it takes a lot of moving parts to make that room work. And they have it moving and working like a well-oiled machine, put it like that. The kids get fed at a certain time. And every kid has their own nurse and set of team that works with them. It's pretty awesome when I look at it. Really inspired me to want to be a nurse that second time around. I was like, gosh, I just love what they do. I fell in love with it. So let's see, 7 years later, I got pregnant again with Grace, and I went into labor at 28 weeks. But here's the deal. Because I had those two 28-week scares with my first two, the doctor gave me what you call a stitch. And so the stitch is supposed to hold you, right? So it did. I did really, really good. But at 28 weeks, she just wanted to come. Like, it was like, I'm coming. I don't care what the stitches inside of you holding your cervix closed or whatever. I'm coming through. So once again, I was put on bed rest. So I was put on bed rest for a little bit at home. I did good at home. But then Grace kept trying to come early. So they said, we're going to put you on bed rest, but we're going to keep you in the hospital. I stayed. That second time that she tried to come, I was in the hospital for a whole week, possibly, at a tilted position with my head tilted down. I think a little bit of time of the day, I was able to go back up. But for the most part, I was tilted back and forth. So they would rotate me so all that fluid would go back and wouldn't try and leak out. Yeah, it was pretty crazy. But I ended up being in the hospital with her on bed rest for 32 days or a little bit over that. Whatever that last day was, maybe the 35th day, my doctor looked at me and he said, I think that you are tired. Like, I think it was from being in the room, and he was worried about my mental stability. I thought I was doing good, but I think it did hit like a threshold where I was just like, worn out being there, not being able to go out and see anybody. My kids did come visit me a lot, but that was hard. That was taxing. It was hard on my family. You know, being in the hospital, even being in a NICU room when you got a kid in a NICU room, it's just hard on the whole family. So with that being said, that 35th day, he was like, I think she's big enough. She's strong enough. We got a good heartbeat. We've done all the preventative measures. We're going to just go ahead and take that stitch out and roll the dice. And that's what they did. And Grace came like literally right away. I think they took that stitch out, and within hours they were delivering Grace in the room. Like, I didn't even make it to like a delivery room, even if you go to those anymore, I don't know. But they were prepping right there because she started to come. I had Grace, and immediately her heartbeat was beating very fast. Dad got to cut the umbilical cord though, and that was pretty cool. And we got to see Grace. That was pretty awesome. And my oldest, Gary, got to be in the room. I remember he was like in the corner. He didn't want to see anything, but he was in the room. So he got to experience the whole birthing experience with me. And that was pretty awesome. And actually, he and Grace have a pretty strong connection. And I wonder, does that have anything to do with it? But anyway, Dad was there, but they whisked her away right after that to check out her fast heartbeat, and they admitted her right away to the NICU unit. So three babies, three times in the NICU unit. I have never brought a baby home from the hospital, so I'm kind of secretly waiting for grandbabies, and I'm not pushing anybody to have any. But I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be pretty awesome being a grandma. So, yeah, Grace went to the NICU unit. She stayed in the NICU unit. I guess I'll have to share her whole experience. But she stayed in the NICU unit where she was born for 10 days. Now, on that 10th day is when she was having a lot of issues and they weren't sure what they could do. So that's when she was airlifted over to UCLA. UCLA, she was admitted in their NICU unit, and they immediately started figuring out all the things that we had on our plate to deal with moving ahead. So I just wanted to share those stories of the NICU unit. And I tell you, each time I've been in the NICU unit, which again, the NEO intensive care unit, if you don't know where that is in the hospital, is where you go, you know, when you need that specialized attention, even more specialized than being in a hospital, like dire situations. And it is NICU Awareness Month this September, and a lot of people are talking about it and talking about their experiences. So I wanted to share mine. I've had great experiences. I do want to share, if you do know any parents who are currently at this time going through this or dealing with this, they need your help. They need your help. Most of all, they just need to know that everything, I think, away from the NICU unit is taken care of. because when you're there, that's pretty much all you can concentrate on. You know, it's hard on a family if financially, because you have to go, and it depends on how far you live away and if you have people to keep the kids. And I mean, we're out in LA and we were out here with no family. So I look back and I know it was nothing but the grace of God for to help us, because that was a really, really tough time. Like, he had to stay home with the boys and I was at the NICU unit most of the time, and he would come because we lived like 45 minutes away, and he would come when he could. But it all worked out. It all worked out because Grace is 11 now and we're doing good. But I'm just saying, if you know someone that is dealing with this situation currently, reach out. Say, how can I help? It might be a grocery card to help them out. It might be a gift card to help them get gas. It might be a gift card to help them pay for parking. Parking is extremely expensive at the hospital. Okay, so if someone's going multiple times, maybe somebody could give them rides. I don't know. I'm just throwing things out there that I know really took a toll on us, even just eating, because I was there, so I had to eat out all the time, and the family was here, they had to eat here, and oh gosh, yeah. So thinking back, it was a lot, but I will say this, the staff was excellent. Every time I was there, I was overjoyed by the nurses and their dedication to caring for these kids in the NICU unit. So I just wanted to share my story. I'm so glad you guys tuned in. VD and I will be back next week. Stay tuned. We are hitting you guys up with new episodes. We're very excited to get back on this journey. Thank you guys for the support. Ashley and Grace Podcast Show. The Ashley and Grace Podcast Show is brought to you by Vast Wellness Solutions. Are you stressed, agitated, and need to relax? Vast Wellness Solution has quality hemp and CBD-based products that are lab-tested and approved to help. Check out their product lineup at www.vastwellnesssolutions.com. Also find them on social media, Vast Wellness Solutions. Door-to-door shipping is available.